On Tassel Lamana Aso, which I think is a very interesting sugya, because Tassel Lamana Aso is learned out from Daf Yud Aleph, mentions potentially extrapolating from Sukkah to Lulav and other areas of Halacha that we hold of Tassel Lamana Aso would be a problem. So by Sukkah makes sense why you have that drasha, because the Torah says Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lach, right? Tassel Lachah, supposed to make Sukkos as opposed to backdooring your way into it. So the case I told you in Daf Yud Aleph was a person has Chachas Mechubar LeKarka, and then he cuts it off, so then backdoors his way into Kashrus Chach. That's no good. Later on, the next Mishnah, at the end, Hachotei Begadish Lasos, skipping to the end of that Mishnah, Hachotei Begadish Lasos L'sukkah Ein HaSukkah. A person, that's how we used to build igloos as a kid. You know, in cartoons, they always have like bricks of ice that they pile up. As kids, we just piled up snow and just carved out a hole, and that's your igloo.
That's the real Tassim and Asui.
That's the case of Achotei Begadish. A person has a big pot, big bale of hay, and he digs out a hole in the middle and says, look, I'm in a sukkah. You are, but you didn't put the schach on the same schach. The schach was there originally as a pile, and you dug your way in. The Mishnah says that that's a problem of Tassim and Asui. So our Mishnah we did today, the Mishnah we did today was another example of Tassim and Asui. A person decides they want to use their living room. Solving all Xeris Ticker problems, using your living room would be Tassel and Aswad, because it's been there from many years before. So apparently, according to our Mishnah, Mefakfek solves the problem. So we'll discuss a couple of cases in a second about where Tassel and Aswad comes up for us. And apparently, whatever the problem is, it's solved by shaking the Schach. Shaking the Schach is a way to solve, because that's your Asiya, that's your Maisa. Because the Sukkah is called Hashem HaSchach, right? Most of the psuls for Sukkah are based on the Pesach. There's a Shita Naf Zayin, Rabbi Yoshia, about the walls also. We don't hold like Rabbi Yoshia. We hold that the only concern for Sukkah is the Schach, all the rules of Mekabel Tumah. The walls could be whatever you want. The walls of a Sukkah could be anything. Metal, that's totally fine.
Art.
Yeah. The only issue is the Schach. So we're concerned for Tassel Ben Asli only on the Schach. So if you have a problem and you shake the Schach, it should solve the problem. So the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch that one common case of Tassel Ben Asli could be if you put up the schach before the walls. So it sounds like magic. How do you get the schach to float there before building the walls? So a common case is a canvas sukkah. Build a canvas sukkah. You might build the frame. That frame is not a kosher sukkah because you don't have walls. It's a giant open gap. And if you put on the schach on top of that frame, and then you put the canvas around it, you put the schach up before the walls. So at the time you put the schach there, it wasn't a kosher sukkah because you don't have walls. Sukkah has to have walls. Then, when you put the canvas around, you backdoored your way into a kosher sukkah.
You could even do it by putting the canvas on first, then you put the schach on,
and the
and then you secure the canvas because it's going to blow, and so you're really doing it the wrong way. And that is very probably, that may be common.
I think that's common as well, to put the canvas on, but only to tighten it.
And then tighten it at the end is not right. It should be tightened before you put the...
Many are machmer also to put the strings around, because even if they can't put the lavud strings around less than 3 tefachim apart from each other, so you have lavud. But after you do that, you have to shake your schach. Because if you think that those lavud strings...
string first, you have to do them before.
Exactly.
Everything has to go...
Everything has to be done before. This is Ramah's Qumran. The Bach doesn't like this Ramah. He thinks that it's not comparable at all. What are the cases over here of Tassel Bana Asui? It was never made the shem schach. Our Mishnah's case was, you had a roof where the beams are clearly not made for sukkah. You made them for your living room 20 years ago. The case of digging out a pile in that pile of hay, or the case in Daf Yud Aleph of things that were attached to the ground. At the time the schach was there, it wasn't the same schach. In our case, you put the schach there before the walls, it is l'shem schach. There's nothing wrong with the schach per se. It's not like the case where the schach was never put there for the shem sukkah, or the schach was attached to the ground. There's nothing wrong with the schach. You just don't have walls yet. So the Bach doesn't agree with the Ramah. He doesn't think it's a big deal, at least not b'di'evit. He doesn't have a problem. He thinks you can put up the schach and then put on the walls, and it's not the worst problem of all time. Mishnah Berurah is machmir for the Ramah. The Taz, the Gra, they all say, even b'di'evit, it's pasul. If you put up your schach before you put up the walls, you have a real tasa problem. You're not doing tasa. And therefore, how do you solve it? You shake it. You don't have to take apart the entire sukkah. Apparently, just shaking the schach significantly, that's the mitzvah of putting back the schach. You talk about sometimes maybe if a guy built the sukkah for you. Earlier we talked about sukkah skanvach, but that's maybe a little different because that the guy built the sukkah l'shem tzeil. What if a guy builds your sukkah for you? So some say it might be a concern if a guy builds a sukkah for you. So if you shake your schach,
then
that's all you need. Right? Hasla ben Asa can always be solved by shaking the schach. But Poskim said, Mishnah Berurah writes, one should be careful not to put up the schach before the walls. And if you do, you have to shake it significantly to get it out.
Isn't it more of a case of you simply don't have a sukkah even? If the guy would do it, it's as if you don't really even have a sukkah. So it's not so much tassim and asui, but you shake it just so like you yourself, a Jew, has to put on the scarf.
Right.
Or is it the, I'm not sure. It's just thinking about it.
So the walls can be made of anything. The walls aren't the Lashem Sukkah. So even if a guy is unable to create Lashem Sukkah,
right,
the walls are still the walls.
Right.
What you don't have is Lashem Sukkah.
That has to be put on by a Jew.
So when Right. And you can't just walk into your sukkah and say, poof, now I consider it to be schach,
right,
because that would be taslam and asli. Even though your machshava now would be to say, okay, now that I'm here, and now that I'm making kiddush, I'm declaring this is l'shem schach. But that would be lo manasli. That would be an inactive way of turning that into schach.
So you're saying even here when they build the sukkah and the guy puts it up, somebody has to do something?
I think poskim say it's a good chumra to have. A Jewish person should shake that schach. I don't know if people do, but surely in the case of putting up your schach before the walls, and that includes tying your canvas, lovet strings, putting up the schach before the wall, which he says is pretty common. It could happen all the time if you're making a canvas sukkah. You have to be careful. You have to shake the schach, therefore it's not taslam and asli. So those are the cases I know about that taslam and asli comes up by sukkah. But the Gemara, some places, extends this to other mitzvahs as well. Any guesses? What other mitzvahs do we say? It's a psul of taslam and asli.
What other mitzvahs is taslam and asli? Maybe
tzitzis. So Mara Menachos quotes about tzitzis. Mara says pasuk in Kiseitze says gedilim tasalach. You have to make gedilim for your garment. So the Gemara has a case where a person has a three cornered beged, and he attaches tzitzis to one or any of the corners of that three cornered beged. That's not chayvin tzitzis. Only three corners, and then you cut one of the corner. You cut one of them to make a four cornered garment. But you already had the strings attached at a time when it wasn't a beged.
Yeah.
So Shulchan Aruch quotes this from Mara Menachos Daf Mem. That would be a problem of Haslam and Asla. You have to untie the strings you had previously tied when it wasn't a beged. It wasn't a beged chayv and tzitzis. And you have to retie them. That would be Tase. Milchas Chinuch has an interesting question of just how far do you take this? I mean, what types of psuls for tzitzis would be Haslam and Asla? Let's say a case where a person steals strings and he ties it onto his beged. So that's either Mitzvah Ben Avera or it's not Lachem, it's not yours. So it's pasul to wear tzitzis, to wear a beged, and the strings are stolen. But then you go ahead and you pay the person. You've now acquired them, they're no longer stolen. But at the time when you attached the strings to the beged, they weren't kosher to use because they were stolen. And now you're trying to backdoor your way
and pay the person
and say, okay, now they're kosher. But where's the maisa? So you can differentiate. You can say that there is no problem with the beged itself. The case in the Gemara about the three-cornered beged, it wasn't a beged. It wasn't chayv and tzitzis. And now you put strings on it, and then it becomes a beged after that. Here, it is a beged. They are strings. The psul is something else. It's a psul in the gavra. Not psul in the cheft. There's something wrong with a stolen object in of itself. It's that you stole it. When you pay it back, now it's perfectly fine to use. Maybe that would not be a problem. Milchas Chinuch is not sure if that's an issue. And one case also where they bring up is by mezuzah. A lot of times, posts can bring up by mezuzah. Most of the shaylas discussing taslam and asli, aside from sukkah, are by mezuzah. So what could be the issue? So Mar Menachos has a case of attaching mezuzah to a door frame before you even put it on the door. Say the person wants to new Judaica business. You want to sell frames that have mezuzahs on the doorpost.
You just open it up and put your mezuzah in.
And you just want to stick that doorpost that already has mezuzah nailed in onto your wall.
Oh.
So Rashi says that's a problem. Taslam and Asli. You didn't nail that mezuzah into the wall. When you nail the mezuzah into the doorpost, that was useless. It's just a random frame that's detached.
Mm.
And when you attach that to
the door,
that's taslo menasli, because you didn't do the maisa of nailing in the mezuzah at a time when it was good. That could be a problem of taslo menasli. There's a sheet of the Rambam that says when it comes to mezuzah, that only a doorpost that has a door is chayav mezuzah. It's a unique sheet, though. We don't really pass like the Rambam. Let's say over here, when going in, I guess the kitchen does have one, but probably our homes all have this. Between the living room and dining room, there's an archway, and there's no door over there. So according to the Rambam, that's not Chayv Mezuzah. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was so known for his Torah, his Brisker Torah, but he's also known for his amazing Chesed. On his tombstone, it says Rav HaChesed. It doesn't talk about his Lamdas, just talks about his Chesed. His house was always open. People were coming in, sleeping there, eating all times of day. So I once asked him, you really shouldn't have a door on your house. People are always coming in and out to eat and to feed them. What do you have a door for? He says, you're right, I have a door to be machmer for the Rambam, to have mezuzah, so I can make a bracha putting up mezuzah. So you're not really, the Rambam thinks you're not chayav mezuzah on a frame that doesn't have a door. So out of deference to the Rambam, the Shach says we don't make a bracha on that kind of a doorpost. We do put up mezuzah on an archway that doesn't have a door, but we don't make a bracha. But then what happens if you then install a door? What if you then put a door there? According to the Rambam, when the mezuzah was there, it wasn't really chayev in mezuzah, because there's no door over there. And that's when you attached it, misafik. But now that you're installing a door, you'd have to detach it and put it back on, because now for the first time, according to the Rambam, it's chayev mezuzah, because there's a door there, and you can't suffice with what Maisa was done earlier. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one more.
I've seen like this in Florida, where there's like a den area where it doesn't have a door. And if people want to make the den into a bedroom, they put the door on afterwards. And they use the den and a bedroom.
So in that case, for the Rambam, it would be appropriate to take off the mezuzah and put it back on, because that would be taslam and asli. Another case is when it comes to rental. There's apparently a misconception. When you buy a house, you're not chayav mezuzah until 30 days. That's not true. When you buy a house, you're chayav mezuzah instantly. When you rent a house, when you rent an apartment, so then you're not chayav mezuzah until 30 days pass. A rental less than 30 days is not chayav mezuzah. Once you're renting an apartment for more than 30 days, you're chayav mezuzah. Question is, let's say I'm renting an apartment and I know I'm going to be there for the next year. I signed the lease for the next year. So when do you put it up? So you could say, put it up after 30 days are over. Or you can say that, no, I know right now that I'm going to live here longer than 30 days, maybe I'm chayav immediately. So what's the harm in putting it up earlier? Just be mafra, put it up earlier. Problem is, if you're not really chayav right now, then your ma'isa isn't really a ma'isa. When 30 days come, and now the house becomes chayav, because 30 days kicked in, that would be taslam and asli.
You're saying you're not chayav until 30 days.
That's the... a rental that's 30 days is chayav mezuzah.
Well, you put it up before 30 days.
But if
you're saying that if you put it up, then you become chayav after 30 days, you haven't done anything.
The maisa was done at a time when potentially...
I haven't ever seen anybody do that, though.
When I got my apartment on Jewel Avenue, I asked my Rebbe about what to do, Rabbi Sabalowski, and he said some people are machmir. I think he said Rav Shach was machmir, to put up the mezuzah right away, no bracha, then take him down and put him all back up again with a bracha. No bracha the first time. You put it up without a bracha originally, just in case you're chayav, since your plan is to stay more than 30 days. And then, when 30 days comes, take it down and put it up with a bracha, just in case the chayav really begins now, and you can't suffice with the ma'aseh done earlier, that'll be tasa.
Never think of that.
It's wild.
It is wild.
But Lemaisa, he said that people
most
don't
people
do
don't
that.
Like to live without a mezuzah at all, you know, if they can help it. So you think about it. If you rent, a lot of people, most people don't have their own homes or buy homes around here, but if today you go into a rental apartment, you could sell your home, so you're telling me that you might not be putting up the mezuzah right.
Yeah, so in my apartment, my wife and I got married right after Purim, so... We happen to have been, my parents live in the neighborhood, so we happen to be home for Pesach. But those who sell their home for Pesach, I could have got another 30 days out of it. Because Pesach was less than 30 days after we got married, after we moved in. So let's say the first 3 days, we're not putting up mezuzah, because we're not chayav till 30 days. And we sell it to a guy, it's no longer ours. We buy it back after Pesach, we have another 30 days. We could have extended it to have 2 months without having mezuzah in our home, because it wasn't ours for that time. One of the achrim has a question of whether when a person sells his apartment or house over Pesach to a guy, when he buys back, even not 30, not a rental, your house. When you buy back the house, do you have to take off all the mezuzahs and put them back on again?
Assuming you're going to be out of the house.
You're going to Israel and you don't want to clean your house, so you sell the house to a guy. Instead of cleaning and checking, you sell the house to a guy.
You were selling what was in the house, not the house itself.
Well, you have to give him the makom. You have to give him in order for him to...
Makom, but it's still...
Right. Well, one of the types of kinyanim that we do when it comes to selling chametz, we sell kinyachatzer. We sell the actual... area where the chametz is. So you could just sell the closet. Let's say a person sells, let's say one room he sells, or let's say the house, he sells the entire house to a guy to make it easy on himself. So when he comes back, does he have to reaffix all the mezuzahs? There was a time period when this house wasn't chayav mezuzah because it was owned by a guy, and now that he's buying it back, he's chayav again, but the ma'aseh he did earlier, maybe it lapsed, maybe it ran out. And that's not accepted. No one holds it that chumrah to say that. It lost its shame bias when the guy had it. That's not.
I don't think it's anybody's intention that they're selling the whole house.
It's also probably true.
Like Henry said, just selling the whole house.
You're right. It's also probably true. And even aside from that, it's also the house doesn't lose its shame bias in the interim. Maybe the house is, like the Mechaz Chinuch said, just because something is not chayiv right now, it doesn't lose its shame beged. It doesn't lose.
You have to kasher everything out in the house also.
Right.
The utensils, the ovens, are this based on what you're saying. So we don't do that.
Correct. It's the Devi Malkiah who lived and he passed away in the early 1900s. He had this chumrah. When you buy back your house at the Pesach, you have to reaffix all the mezuzahs. It's not been accepted. It's an outstanding chumrah. Okay, so that was a little bit about Tassel, a little bit about Asse. It's related to the daf.